Hello, my name is Movie Mike. You are listening to Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Mike Destro. And on this episode, I am bringing in my friend and coworker on the Bobby Bones Show, Hillary. Hillary and I have been friends ever since she started on the Bobby Bones Show, and we often find ourselves talking about movies. And we were talking about Palm Springs the other day and had such a complete different feeling after watching the movie that I was like, why not come on the podcast? We'll talk about the movie. And then I didn't tell her that I was going to also interview her about her favorite movies, because that's how I like to get to know people. Even people I've known for a long time, I find when you ask them questions about their favorite movies, you're able to find out things about them that you never would have discovered otherwise. I've also discovered things about myself asking these kind of questions, so I think it's a cool kind of lane to go down and ask people just about their favorite movies, even just how people have different opinions on going to the movie theater. So we'll talk about all that. And also, I know that I like to keep this a spoiler-free podcast. So we do give a straight-up spoiler-free review of the movie, but I felt this movie had a lot of twists and turns that I wanted to dive in and do a full-on spoiler review. But before we get to that, we'll give a warning. We'll go to a break. So if you do want to go watch this movie that's available on Hulu, you can go do that and then come back and listen to the rest of the podcast. But if you've already seen the movie, just dive into this entire episode. But I'll just say right at the beginning that it is a movie I recommended. I tweeted about it a few weeks ago when it originally came out, and I wanted to give it a bit of a time to kind of be out there and have more people see it so I wouldn't go on full on and give a full spoiler review for something that just came out. So I don't do it very often, but when I do, I give a warning because I hate people who ruin movies, and I know you guys hate that too, and I'll never do you like that. And also, just before I start this episode, I know every week I've kind of been giving updates, and I usually do them at the end, but I kind of wanted to come on before this and talk about kind of the latest thing that I saw happening in movies. And it's basically AMC and Universal working out a deal where movies only have to run 3 weeks in a movie theater before they're available on demand. So right now, the typical window for that is about 90 days. So if you go see a movie, you won't be able to rent it or own it at your house for at least 90 days. It's kind of how everything is now. And they've been getting kind of mad at Universal for doing the whole straight to streaming thing and movie theaters losing out on those big titles. But now it's a little glimmer of hope. And I know I've been saying that it doesn't look like we'll get any big blockbusters for the rest of the year. I'm still not confident in that. There's still no real hard release dates. I know some movies like Tenet are starting to open, like, have release dates overseas before they are in America. But I do think this is a little glimmer of hope, because if they can have a shorter runtime in the actual movie theaters down to 3 weeks, it kind of really opens up a way for us to get movies sooner if we're not comfortable with going to the theater, or if we live in a part of the country where it's not really safe to go to a theater and they're not even going to open up. So I think that's kind of interesting. It's a little glimmer of hope that maybe we do get a big release this week. So I'm kind of following this along, and I just want to keep you guys updated too, because I know we want to get some new movies. And as always, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, all you have to do, really simple, hit that follow button, hit that like button wherever you're listening to podcasts, and you get brand new episodes every single Monday. And if you're listening over there on Apple Podcasts, all you have to do is leave a 5-star rating, write a quick little review, and it helps me beat out all the other movie podcasts, because I want to get to that top. I want to be in that top slot. And it means a lot to me that you already come here every single week and you enjoy the podcast. You're tweeting at me, you're tagging me in your Instagram story. So if you do that, that helps me out even more. So appreciate everybody for listening. And without any further ado, let's get started.
In a world where everyone and their mother has a podcast, one man stands to infiltrate the ears of listeners like never before in a movie podcast. A man with so much movie knowledge, he's basically like a walking IMDb with glasses. From the Nashville Podcast Network, this is Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
All right, so I'm joined now by Hillary, who has just informed me that she's never been on a podcast before.
This is my first time on a podcast.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
I'm glad it's yours, though. It's exciting.
So Hillary and I worked together on the Bobby Bones Show. We've been friends for, what, like 3 years?
Yeah, November 1st will be 3 years, so that I've been on the show, so 3 years of us being friends.
And I wanted to bring you on because we always just talk about movies outside of the show, and I was like, you'd be great to be on this episode because we're gonna review Palm Springs, which I think we both had different opinions on the movie.
Yes,
but there's a bunch of other movies that we just kind of have in common and we kind of talk about them, so I thought it'd be cool to have you on.
Yeah, well, thank you, I appreciate it.
Is it true that when we first met you thought I didn't like you?
Yes.
So I think this is a weird thing for me, and I wanted to bring it up just since you're here. If I'm not doing something like this or like on stage telling jokes, I'm really quiet.
Yes.
And I think I've heard this from other people before. When I first meet them, they think, oh, I don't think Mike likes me. And it's just because that's how I am. What did you think when you first met me?
So you are so quiet. And I feel like I would try to talk to you and you would just give me like one word answers, but I didn't know you. And so I was like, oh, I'm really annoying him. Like he just doesn't want to talk to me. And I get really bad like social anxiety with people anyways. And so I just always assume like I'm bugging somebody or they just don't want to talk to me. So when you were so quiet, I was like, this guy hates me. I think even told my mom, I was like, yeah, I think there's this guy at work. And I don't think he really likes me. I think I bug him. I may be like too bubbly or whatever. So yeah.
And it's the complete opposite. I think that's just how I am when I first meet people. Even people I know, like me and Bobby, we talk and sometimes communicate with very few words. I think it's just how I am. But I think we talk probably the most out of anybody on the show right now, like outside of work.
I would say so. And I think, I don't know if that would surprise people because you are so quiet, but Mike will like pick up the phone and call me and we will have really long conversations, or you'll text me like the nicest stuff. You're just a very encouraging friend. You're definitely one of my closest friends on the show for sure.
Well, just so I did not ever not like you. That's just how I am.
Glad you could set that straight.
But before we get into the Palm Springs movie, I did kind of just want to talk to you about some of your favorite movies because I think we have some similarities. But I also find when you talk about movies to people, you kind of learn a little bit more about themselves. So I wanted to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Go ahead.
What's your favorite Disney movie of all time?
Oh, man, Disney movie. I will probably have to go with Beauty and the Beast because growing up, I always thought that I looked like Belle. I feel like we have a similar hair color. So I would probably say Beauty and the Beast.
What'd you think about the remake?
I like the cartoon better, but it wasn't bad. Like, I didn't mind it. It was good.
How do you feel overall about them remaking the Disney movies? Because they're supposed to put out the Mulan one, but they changed a bunch of stuff. And the Lion King one was, I didn't really like it all that much. But I think kind of like you, I like the original animated classics.
Yeah, that's me too. I feel like the Lion King one, I don't know why. I did cry in that one, but I liked the animated better. And the Mulan one, I am kind of sad about some of the changes they're making because that was just such like a funny movie and they're just taking out some of the main stuff that I loved about that movie.
And so it almost doesn't even look like a Disney movie. It kind of looks like it's going to be like a straight on like a war movie almost, because that's kind of the story of Mulan, but the cartooniness made it a funny movie.
Right. And I almost wish that they would make the movie that they're making now, but just call it a different name. Like, don't use the same character. Or I don't know. Like, maybe just, I don't know.
So what was the first movie you ever remember seeing in theaters?
Oh, man, in theaters. That's a hard question.
Did you go to the movies a lot as a kid?
We really didn't. We stayed home and, you know, we would watch TV or movies at home. I do remember my like earliest memory of going to a movie was seeing Monsters, Inc. in the theater. That's like as far back as my memory goes of a movie. So I don't know what year that came out.
What, so you said it was just a thing that y'all wouldn't really go out much? Because I found a thing I kind of realized after doing this podcast is the reason I never really went to the movie theater as a kid because we couldn't afford it. And I never really got that at the time. But looking back now, like all the movies I remember watching were because like my cousin had the VHS tapes or somebody like let us borrow a DVD. And I was like, dang, I didn't really go to the movies as a kid because like my parents just couldn't afford to let me go.
Yeah, I feel like for us, we would go to Blockbuster or Hollywood Videos, I think, or Studios, whatever that was called. My mom, she still is like this. She loves to save money. And I had two older sisters, so there was three girls and then my mom and my dad. So it would have been a lot of money to go to the movies. Like if we didn't have a coupon, we weren't getting it. So I was even joking with her the other day when we'd go to Taco Bell when I was younger, waters were 25 cents. And she'd be like, we're not getting the water today. You can get it when we get home. So she was like that. So I think that was it for our family too, of my mom. It was just, it would have been a lot to go to the movie. So it's cheaper just to go rent one. And also my family, we weren't really home a lot on the weekends because my sister played softball. And so we were always gone. So we just didn't really go to the movies.
Would you guys ever sneak in your own snacks to the movie theater?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. So the movie theater, there was a mall connected to it. So we would go to this like the sweet shop. It was a candy shop. And so we would go fill up like little bags of candy or we would go to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, nice. Yes. I've done something like that. Me and my brother would go and we would go to Taco Bell before, and we'd get like 89-cent burritos, and then we would wear cargo shorts, put the burritos in our pockets, and then eat them at the movie theater. And then, not to call my brother out, but sometimes he did this popcorn hack where he would find a large bag of popcorn in the trash, take it out, and go and ask for a free refill of the popcorn.
Oh,
and
they would my do it gosh. I have never heard of that. That's
funny. It's an insane hack. You probably wouldn't want to do that in today's climate.
No.
And everybody, but no. Yeah, back in the day, you could do that.
Do you still sneak in snacks? Because I totally do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm vegan, and I can't really find much to eat at a movie theater. Some places will have coffee, and I'll be like an old guy and get a coffee in a movie. But yeah, I'll sneak in like a bar or some kind of snack in my pants.
I will too. A girl, it's a little easier because we have purses. So I have like this one. I usually like smaller purses, but I have a big purse, and it's just for reasons like that. So I can sneak in snacks places.
What is your favorite Marvel superhero?
This is a tough question because we've talked about Marvel movies, mm-hmm. and I do love Marvel. It's such a toss-up between Iron Man or Captain America, but I'm going to have to go with Iron Man. I don't know why I love those movies so much, and I just really love his character.
I think starting out, my favorite was probably, it would go back and forth between Iron Man and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I never really got Captain America as being like somebody's favorite.
Oh, really?
Is it Chris Evans himself or the character?
I do like Chris Evans, but I don't know. I really did like those movies. I did enjoy them, but I think I enjoyed the Iron Man movies more.
Yeah, because I feel like the first Captain America wasn't that great. And I think that kind of set the stage for me of thinking, like, I don't really like Captain America on his own. It was whenever they kind of paired him together with Iron Man that it was like, okay, this is actually a little more interesting.
Yeah.
I felt he got better towards the end.
I do feel like in all the Avenger movies, he's much better than like the standalones. Like once, because he can kind of play off of Iron Man and those other characters. But I don't know. I do like Captain America though.
Last question for you. What actor will you watch any movie they're in just because it's that actor?
Oh, you know, I really love Reese Witherspoon. Can I do actress?
Yeah, actress. Actress. Anyway, I consider actress or actor being actress, both female or male.
I just don't want somebody to call me out and be like, you know, like, da-da-da-da. I would say Reese Witherspoon. I love her. Sweet Home Alabama is one of my favorite movies ever, and I'm just a huge Reese fan, so I'd say her.
Do you like her better in her movies or in her TV shows?
I don't really have a preference. I feel like she's great in both. Like the Big Little Lies and Little Fires Everywhere. They're much different than like Legally Blonde or her Sweet Home Alabama character. Yeah. She's just so like, is versatile a good word to use that? She can just play so many different characters. And it's just impressive to me that she can do that.
If there was one movie star you'd want to meet, would it be Reese Witherspoon?
It would. She came out on stage at a Keith Urban show and I kind of geeked out. I was like, oh my gosh, if I were to just ever meet her, I would freak out. She has a store here in Nashville and I've been in it a few times. And I'm like, if Reese Witherspoon walked in here, I may freak out.
I think that's the thing with us because we work in country music and we see these artists all the time where I guess that's a little more normal for us.
Yeah.
Like we know them a little bit. But I think when it comes to movie stars, we would geek out like so much more. And it's kind of weird to think like, oh man, like how cool that would actually be to see somebody that you've watched in movies all throughout your life to actually see them in person.
Yeah, just walking down the street.
I know.
I think it'd be so cool. Yeah, like the artist things, me and you both, we've seen people around town, you know, or out for hikes or just at restaurants. And it's just like, oh, no big deal. Like they come to the studio. But yeah, that would be so cool just to see someone like that.
Because that's what I was like a couple years ago when I was out living with Bobby in L.A. when he was doing Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. I remember I would just go everywhere and look like, okay, who am I going to see? Because everybody there seems famous and they look famous. And I would go like to the grocery store there and be like, who can I recognize? But I never really found anybody.
You never found anyone?
I would see like really random people that I would recognize from like reality shows.
Yeah.
Or like a celebrity's brother. But I never really ran into anybody cool.
Do you feel like people in like country music would be more willing to like say hi or just friendlier than they would be in like LA?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Here, it's just a whole different thing of like you can see people out. And you can just say like hi, kind of like in a chill way. I feel like there they get slammed with like somebody tried to take a picture with them or just like bombarding them with something.
Right. It's just very chill here in Nashville and everybody's pretty cool here.
Yeah. All right. So It's good getting to know you in that segment. What we're going to do, we'll take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the movie Palm Springs and review that. Cool?
Sounds good.
All right, back with Hillary now, and we're going to talk about the movie Palm Springs, which is on Hulu with Andy Samberg and Kristen Milioti, I believe is how you say your name.
Sounds good to me.
And I like Andy Samberg. I like all his Lonely Island stuff. I think his movies have been pretty good, and I was pretty excited about this one, mainly because I haven't seen a whole lot of just new stuff coming out.
Yeah.
And I was just really excited for something different. And we're not going to, right now, we're just going to talk about the movie, and then later, we'll kind of get into a little bit of spoiler zone. But I felt I wanted to hold off on doing this review because, to give people some time if they wanted to check it out.
Yeah.
So we'll kind of do a little break on that if you want to wait and watch the movie before we get into some of the spoilers. But right now, here's just a little bit of the movie Palm Springs.
Good day so far?
Today, tomorrow, it's all the same.
You! What is going on? Hey, get out of the water!
Guess you followed me. It's one of those infinite time loop situations you might have heard about.
That I might have heard about?
Yeah.
The second you fall asleep, it all just goes back to the start.
I drove all the way back home to Austin, and I still woke up here.
One time I smoked a bunch of crystal and made it all the way to Equatorial Guinea. It was a huge waste of time.
All right, so what was your initial reaction within like the first 10 minutes of this movie? What'd you think?
What is happening?
Confusion? Did you know anything going into it? Because I feel like a lot of people, either they just saw it pop up on Hulu, or maybe they saw something to kind of bring them onto this movie, but a whole lot isn't really known about it.
I did not watch a trailer. I saw it trending on Twitter, and I was at home one night by myself, and I was like, I kind of want to watch a movie, and I saw people talking about it. I had no idea what the movie was about at all, and so when I started watching it, I was very confused.
Yeah, so without ruining it right now, basically the movie is about Andy Samberg, and he gets basically stuck living the same day over and over. So what I kind of, the only thing I knew about it going into it was it's like a modern day Groundhog Day from back in the day. So it's him living the same day over and over, and his experiences with that is kind of the generic thing that I knew going into it. But right away, I was just like, whoa, this is, it felt different to me, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But you were confused.
I was, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, but like, I'm going to keep going. I got to find out what happens.
Did you think it was funny, though? Because it's kind of a, it kind of balances between being a rom-com and then being kind of a like a sci-fi movie. So how do you feel about blending those two genres into a movie?
I'm fine with that, but I didn't find it as funny as I wanted to. Like, it was okay.
Do you find Andy Samberg funny in other things, though?
I don't really know what else he's been in.
Like, oh, really?
What else has he been in that I may have seen?
Mainly he's famous for being on SNL and then the whole Lonely Island. They would do those music videos with, like, Justin Timberlake. They did, like, you don't remember any of those?
I've never seen it. We didn't really watch SNL growing up, so I'm not super familiar with him.
Okay.
And, like, his humor.
So that's kind of, yeah, I'd say his, like, the humor he's known for isn't really in this movie. Because he's kind of a lot goofier and, like, there's a lot of parody stuff.
Yeah.
But in here, it's a little more, I don't say, like, a little cruder in this movie, I would say.
Yes. Yeah. And that's not really my humor.
What is your humor? What do you think is, like, if you watch a movie and you wanted to make it laugh, what do you think? Like, what is a movie that makes you laugh?
Oh, man. What is a funny movie? I'm just trying to think of, like, humorous movies. I really like more sad-type movies, which I know sounds super depressing. But I can't think of any. Oh, I did watch, this was hilarious to me recently. What is the movie with Kevin Hart and The Rock? Jumanji?
Okay, Jumanji.
Okay. That movie, I was laughing so hard. Kevin Hart is hilarious.
So you like Kevin Hart. That is a pretty funny movie. And have you seen the original of that one?
Yes.
Okay. I was hesitant going into that one because they remake it and it's like a video game now instead of the board game.
Right.
But I felt that one was pretty funny. I like Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah. That movie was hilarious. Both of them. I liked the first one better than the second one, but I really enjoyed both of those.
So right now we're going to get into a little bit of spoilers of the movie. So if you want to watch Palm Springs, first of all, well, let's give our rating and then we'll get into the spoilers. What would you rate Palm Springs?
This is such a sad rating, but I honestly didn't like it. So I would give it maybe like 1.5.
1.5. That's a really low rating.
Yeah.
Okay. I really ended up liking it. I thought it had Because it's hard to do a movie where it's reliving the same day over and over without it being like, okay, boring. I'm over this. And yeah. I felt like they mixed it up in a good amount of way throughout the movie. They also kind of threw in some wrenches in there that leads you to like, okay, I kind of want to see what happens. And I never felt bored watching this movie. And it's like an hour and a half, which usually about maybe like 40 minutes into a comedy, I'm like, okay, I kind of get where this is going and it's going to wrap up. But even like an hour in, I was still like, okay, how is this going to end? And I wanted to see how it was going to play out. So I ended up really liking it. I thought Andy Samberg was great in it. I thought he kind of showed a different side of himself to where he could kind of be like a leading person. That I mean, he's been that kind of in comedies already, but seeing him in this movie, I was like, hey, Andy Samberg could really do some other cool movies. And I liked them together. I felt kind of like it's one of my favorite rom-coms now.
Really?
Yeah, because it's funny. And there's a good love story in it, but it also has the sci-fi element to it, which I really like. I like weird movies.
Yeah.
And having those together, I was like, I think they made this movie like just for me. So I would give it 4 out of 5.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it. And I'm glad that I have Hulu and could watch it for free.
I am too. I'm very glad I have Hulu and could watch it for free.
So that is our review of Palm Springs. If you want to go watch that, you can watch it on Hulu. If you don't have Hulu, if you hit me in the DMs, maybe I'll give you my login, which I use my girlfriend, so I don't think she'll be happy about that.
She won't be.
But we'll get into the spoiler review right now after this. Okay, so if you're here, just know we're about to spoil this movie. So if you don't want to listen to spoilers of Palm Springs, just stop listening. I already got your download. I'm good.
We already got you.
So how'd you feel about the ending in this?
I was not, like, satisfied with the ending.
Really?
I felt like I walked away with questions. And I don't like to watch a movie if my questions aren't answered.
Okay. See, I feel the complete opposite of that. I like it when it kind of... Because I think that's what some people have the problem. Okay, you watch a movie and you want every single answer to be resolved. I think what you thought was... You never found out how he got there. Was that the biggest hangup or just how?
Yes.
Okay.
How did he get there? Why is he there? Like, what happened? Where did that cave come from? I don't know. I just would like a little bit of a backstory. And I also would like to know how long that they've been there for. I feel like they never really tell me. I had to Google it during the movie. I was like, how long has he been here? And I can't remember the answer now, but it was a long time.
Yeah, they never really explain how long he's been there or how he got there. But when I watched it, I was like, I'm going to allow myself to kind of be in the movie and live in the parameters that they create. So I'm like, he's there. This is happening. That's how I'm going to take it. And I felt satisfied by the ending because it turns out that they are able to essentially get out of the loop and they're able to live to the next day because they're just reliving the same day over and over. And then they try something to get out of it and they're able to do it.
Yeah, I'm glad they got out. But I also, so I had to last night look up because I couldn't even remember their names. So I was like looking up some things and I think I may have missed part of the ending.
Oh, really?
And I'm allowed to say this is the spoiler section of the podcast, but did Roy, his name was Roy, right? Mm-hmm. The other dude, did he get out?
No.
Or did she leave him instructions?
She left him instructions. So it kind of leaves it up to... If he can get out. She tells him how to get out, but it doesn't say if he got out or not.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, yeah.
Was it like the very, very, very end?
Yeah, because at the very end, once he's out of the, they're out of the loop, he goes to the wedding and he goes to talk to Andy Samberg's character and Andy Samberg doesn't know who he is and he realizes that he got out.
I did not see this part of the movie, so I don't know how I missed that.
The other thing I was thinking of, I get into this weird of like, the physics and all this in a movie. And people kind of get annoyed when I talk about this on the podcast because I analyze some things a little too closely to where they got stuck together. But in reality, her character in the movie probably went on to live her life in Austin. Mm-hmm. And he ended up falling in love with the girl from the Loop movie. So it doesn't really explain what happens to her actual character. Does that make sense?
So, like, the girl who he... What was her name? Misty, who he went to the wedding with?
Yeah.
Is that who you think he ends up with?
Well, I'm saying... what's her name's character?
Sarah?
Yeah, her character Sarah? In the okay. movie. The one they end up together.
Yeah.
But in reality, she ended up living her real life because she never got stuck until it was in his world. So she went on and lived her life. There's a whole other line there that they don't follow.
Exactly. See, that's you have questions too.
Like, I do, there but things... I just wonder about that. But it didn't bother me.
It bothered me. I have questions and I want them answered.
So the question I have for you, would you have chosen to stay living the same day over and over, or would you want to get out? If you had found somebody like that in the movie that you could be with, would you rather live that same day over and over, or would you do like they did and get out?
I think I would want to get out, just because like some of the stuff she had to live through, which we can get to this later about her having an affair with her sister's soon to be husband. So I feel like I would get so bored. Like, I wouldn't like that. I need something new every day. Like, having to get up and go to a wedding every single day and get dressed up as a maid of honor, that does not sound fun to me.
I kind of like the idea of staying in the same day over and over.
Really?
Mainly because you can do whatever you want. I know you're living in that world. You start every day in that same scenario, but they basically have the ability to... like, there's no rules almost. Like, they know that they're going to continue living, that nothing they really do is going to affect their life. I think that would kind of be interesting to play out with somebody you have found and fallen in love with. I think that's an interesting thing to do. Yeah. I think I would have stayed there. I kind of felt bad for him anyway when he was like, you know, I love you. I want to be with you forever in this scenario, but I'll also leave if that's what you really want to do.
Yeah, I did feel kind of sad for them, like, of what they were going to decide. I mean, it was very predictable what was going to happen. But, yeah, having to make that decision. Because if they stay in the time loop, they weren't age, like, they didn't get older.
Stay the same.
So, you just live forever?
Essentially. Or eventually your body breaks down and you just disappear. But it seemed like you would just live forever.
What if one day he gets tired of her and then he's like, all right, I got to get out of this time loop.
Then you live an entirely different life.
There you go. I don't know. I would want to get out, though.
Yeah, that is crazy, though. She was cheating. How they found that out?
Yeah. I mean, I have two older sisters. I've mentioned that. I can't imagine. That was another thing that bothered me at the end, too, was did she just allow her sister to still marry the guy?
Sounds like she did, yeah. In the actual thing, yeah.
No, like a sister, you look out for, you would never do that, first of all. So clearly we can see what kind of sister she is, but you wouldn't let somebody marry, like your sister marry somebody who's cheating on her. I don't know. I was very bothered by that too. Like, you're not going to tell her.
I know.
Because she told her that one time, but clearly the day keeps reliving over, so she doesn't remember it.
It's crazy.
So she should have told her again.
It's rough. But yeah, that's the movie Palm Springs. I feel like, I think you should check out another Andy Samberg movie. I think you'll...
Okay.
I don't know. I'd say give it one more Andy Samberg movie to give your take on whether you like him or not.
Okay. What movie do you recommend?
I recommend watching Hot Rod.
Hot Rod?
Yeah. Okay. It's from like 2007. I think it's his best movie before this one. And if Bill Hader's also in it. And I think if you don't like that one... then you won't like any other Andy Samberg movie. But I recommend that one, okay? Check out Hot Rod.
I'll watch that. It's my homework.
Is there anything you would like to promote? Your Instagram?
I mean, I can't give you my Instagram. I don't really have anything else to promote right now. My Instagram is at hillary.borden. Somebody has just my first and last name, so I put a dot in there. I don't know. She's on private. I don't know who she is. I've been tempted to message her and be like, hey, can we switch usernames? Like, I take yours and then you can have the dot one, because it's kind of annoying when you're telling somebody your username and it's like Hillary.Borden. Because it's like, or do I have to spell out the dot? Like, do I do here? Like, I don't, it's just too weird. So,
didn't you also have like a imposter Instagram for a minute? Like, somebody like trying to be you, like to follow other listeners?
Yeah, that was weird too. I woke up one morning, people were messaging me like, hey, I think you've been hacked. And I was like, that's not me. Like, that's not even my Instagram. And somebody wrote me and they're like, oh, I was so happy that you would like, you were talking to me and saying hi. And that made me sad because I was like, oh,
no.
I guess I should be nicer to people and say hi to people. But yeah, that was very annoying and very weird because there's nothing I can do about it. Yeah. It's not like I can just go delete it myself. You have to wait for the Instagram people to take care of it.
So Hillary.Borden, if there's anybody else messaging you from a Hillary account, it is not her.
It is not me.
All right. Thanks, Hillary.
Thank you.
All right. And that's the episode for this week. But before I go, I got to give my shout out of the week. I do it every single week. All you have to do is tag me on Instagram in your Instagram story or send me a tweet on Twitter at Mike Destro. And I'm actually going to Twitter for this one. It's from Lauren Weber, who said that she loved the Sean Whalen interview. So if you haven't listened to that episode, a couple episodes back, I did an interview with Sean Whalen. He is an actor who's been in a ton of movies from the 90s, and he was in one of my favorite movies of all time, Twister. We did a full deep dive on the movie Twister. I asked him a bunch of just behind-the-scenes questions, and then we got into all of his movies, and he had some really great stories from everything he's been in, from Never Been Kissed, Batman Returns, Men in Black. He talked about all those movies, had some great stories. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back a couple episodes and check out that interview. And let me know what you think about the interview format, because I do like doing just a straight on movie exploration topics that I kind of come in and research. But I also like talking to people and finding out stories from actors and just people about movies. So let me know what you think about that too. And if you're looking for some other things to listen to this week, we have a bunch of great shows here on the Nashville Podcast Network. I also produce the Bobbycast. And this week, we actually have Yardley Smith from The Simpsons, the voice of Lisa Simpson, on. And I actually got to ask her like three really geeky Simpsons questions because that is my favorite TV show of all time. And I somehow got her to do the Lisa Simpson voice. That was a really big geek out moment for me. So that's another great episode and show to go check out if you're looking for something else to listen to. We also have The Sore Losers if you're into sports. Four Things with Amy Brown. A bunch of great stuff here on the Nashville Podcast Network. So always something you can check out. So hope you guys have a good week. I will talk to you guys next Monday. And until then, later.